These dukes and counts and barons had sworn to be faithful to the king who had given them their feudum, hence our word feudal, in return for their loyal services and a certain amount of taxes. But travel in those days was slow, and the means of communication were exceedingly poor. The royal or imperial administrators, therefore, enjoyed great independence, and within the boundaries of their own province they assumed most of the rights which in truth belonged to the king. But you would make a mistake if you supposed that the people of the 11th century objected to this form of government. They supported feudalism, because it was a very practical and necessary institution. Their lord and master usually lived in a big stone house, erected on the top of a steep rock or built between deep moats, but within sight of his subjects. In case of danger, the subjects found shelter behind the walls of the baronial stronghold. That is why they tried to live as near the castle as possible, and it accounts for the many European cities which began their career around a feudal fortress. But the knight of the early Middle Ages was much more than a professional soldier. He was the civil servant of that day. He was the judge of his community, and he was the chief of police. He caught the highwaymen and protected the wandering peddlers, who were the merchants of the 11th century.